Johnny Randolph.
103.5, 100.1 FM, 620 AM, too. It's Kentuckiana's greatest classic hits. Hey, Joe Fidelli here, and all week long, we're remembering our wonderful friend, the great Johnny Randolph, and we've had all kinds of listeners call in about their memories. And we're also blessed to be able to talk with some of Johnny's great friends in radio. And one of those Louisville, great performer, great personality, first on Wacky and then a longtime program director of WAMZ, Coyote Calhoun. Welcome, Coyote.
Thank you so much, Joe.
I wanted to ask you, Johnny hired you, right, at Wacky?
Yeah, he did. Here's what's funny about people. Now, the old timers will remember this. But when I got hired, he was going by the name of John Randolph. Now, it wasn't later on until after he left Wacky that all of a sudden one day I thought, what the heck is this Johnny Randolph? So anyway, I guess he decided that he liked the sound of it better than John. But yeah, he did hire me.
Had he heard you at another station? Or did you send him an air check or what happened?
No, this came totally out of the blue. I was at WKGN in Knoxville, and we were 1,000 watts daytime, 250 watts at night. And our competitor was WNOX that had 10,000 watts. Well, I don't know how it happened, but I beat NOX in teens, which was my demographic. I was going after, beat them in teens 7 to midnight. So Randolph heard about this and was going, who in the heck is this guy? So what he did, unbeknownst to me, he called the people of Knoxville and said, hey, can you do me a favor, John Randolph of Wacky, can you put the phone up against the radio and so I can hear this guy? Wow. And the first guy called, he said, well, look, in my part of town, I can't pick him up at night. So he finally reached out. There's an engineer, though, I know, that lives in range of the signal. So he gave him a call. So he listened to me for, I think, like 5 days in a row. And then finally, one night on the air, this engineer gave me a call. He goes, hey, just want to let you know there's a guy in Louisville that has been listening to you every night. He gave me a call, put the phone up against the radio, and then my show just fell apart. I had no idea, but when they told me, I just fell apart.
Man, that is so that might be the most unique way of hiring a guy I've ever heard.
So he said, well, look at that, I want to hire you. And he goes, I want to fly you in just, you know, to take a look at the station. So Sunday morning, flew out of Knoxville, and he picked me up at the airport. The station manager, Don Myers, was also there. And at the time, in Knoxville, I was making, this is 1973, I was making $135 a week. So Randolph goes, can you come here for $300 a week?
No.
And I was like, $300 a week, and it was like, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah,
gave my notice and did one final shift. And I got in my car and at midnight, because I was working 7 to midnight, then drove to Louisville. I went on the air Saturday night, right around midnight, and I was going, oh, can I come on a little earlier? No, I want you to get the feel of things first of all. So anyway. Then that Monday, I came to work, and it was a great time of my life, and what a great boss, but best boss ever.
We'll have more with Coyote Calhoun coming up as we remember Johnny Randolph here on Wacky.
Wacky Radio, Johnny Randolph, WAKY.
We're talking with one of Wacky's greatest personalities, Coyote Calhoun, as we remember Johnny Randolph here on Wacky. Coyote, what was Johnny like as a boss?
Oh, he was great. Here's the thing about it. I think one of the reasons I had the success I did as program director is I saw how John treated people. You know, he was he wasn't one of these guys with a hotline on the phone and tell you, and yell and scream about a bad break you did or anything.
Yeah.
His idea was, here's the format. Okay, you go on, you do your job. And he also had the luxury of hiring highly motivated people. See, that was the key right there when I was there. You know, we had people like, well, of course, Bill Bailey. I mean, you start with that. We had a guy in midday, Dude Walker. And then Lee Masters did afternoon. And I was doing early evenings, and we were all like 20, 21 years old. So we were there. Yeah, he didn't really have to motivate us a whole lot because we wanted to be successful. But he'd hire you and let you do your job. And I can't ever remember him coming in and just saying, hey, you guys are really screwing up. Or he was very, very good as far as that. And it worked. It worked. And I think that when I ultimately went on to be program director, a lot of the things that John did wore off on me. And I think that was, I said, you know what, if I'm going to be a successful PD, you know what, I'm going to try to be like him.
Such a, you know, humble guy. I mean, there was no pretense about him or anything.
And I'll tell you what he would also do on Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's Eve, and Derby Day, he'd always work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the rest of the staff could get off. Always work.
Fantastic.
You know, how many PDs to do that?
Yeah. Well, I know a lot of people, Coyote, want to know what you've been retired. How long now?
It will. It's 5.5 years.
Okay. Wow. Time flies.
And I was also a goodwill ambassador for WAMC for 5.5 years. So, in other words, I was on the payroll for over 40 years.
How about that? Wow. What a career, man.
Yeah, I mean, it was great.
That is something else.
Well, I picked up a brand new habit when I retired.
Mm-hmm.
And that is usually I now wake up at the crack of 10.
Very good.
Sometimes 11, you know, just all depends.
Yeah.
But I like to stay in shape. I work out around 2 hours every day. And I get out and socialize. You know, again, I think three keys of life, what I try to live by, exercise, socialize, and spiritualize.
Yeah.
Go to mass 2 or 3 times a week. Hey, like I said, I got a lot of making up to do, okay?
Well, one more thing about Johnny. I mean, if you could just tell, what kind of a friend was John Randolph?
He was great. I mean, he was a good guy to hang around with. I remember we'd have parties or whatever, and he didn't drink. He didn't drink at all. So one night we're out leaving the party or whatever, and he's driving, got the top down of the car, hair blowing in the wind. Cop stops him. He goes, "All right, how many drinks?" Cop said, "When's the last drink you had?" He goes, "I think I had one in 1966. And the cop said, "I know you've been drinking." And Randolph, his hair's all messed up. He says, "Officer, I have not had a drop."
Wow.
And we're all laughing and going, "Here, he's wanting to take this guy, this teetotaler. He wants to lock him up." So he was a lot of fun to hang around with.
Yeah.
He had great stories. And the people in the business, record people, I remember Monday, they would all come to town and meet in his office, and they'd all go out to lunch. And then he'd play racquetball with them. He was just an all-around great guy.
Well, Coyote, I really appreciate you coming on with me today.
And by the way, congratulations, though, on a fantastic month that you guys had. That was great.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We all work hard, and Johnny was, I'll tell you what, Johnny was a big part of that.
Well, he sure was. I saw Bill Walters at Mass on Saturday, so I've already congratulated him.
Yeah.
So I've covered all the bases.
Well,
very good.
All right. Well, thanks again, Coyote.
All right, Joe. Take it easy, man.
All right, you too.
All right.
One of the great wacky personalities of all time, Coyote Calhoun, talking about his longtime friend, Johnny Randolph, as we pay tribute to Johnny all week long on WAKY.
Wacky Radio, Johnny Randolph, WAKY.